Business, finance, and investment news. MoneyWeb Now.
With Simon Brown.
On the Money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Kuki Goyman, portfolio manager, Denka Capital. Kuki, appreciate the early morning. Two sort of questions around this, one around bank assurance. But before we get to that, Standard Bank getting a fairly good deal here in Liberty. I mean, it's a discount to group equity value as per director's valuation on a business, Liberty, that truthfully has struggled.
Yes. So Standard Bank are certainly getting a good price. As you say, the discount to embedded value and actually net asset value. Mm-hmm. But Liberty has actually been a poor performer. It has not actually been able to grow premium over the last 5 years. Its embedded value growth has been very, very poor, especially even more so if you compare it to another turnaround, Momentum.
Yeah.
But then also, obviously, someone has grown it at I think, 15% or so. And Liberty 3% or so. So it's been a dog, and I think it's largely because of its trademark, its brand. It's an old brand. Its most profitable client segment that it used to have emigrated or are retiring. So, and Standard Bank, since, I don't know if you recall, since Jack and Maria's time when they sent in Miles Ruck to turn it around, Liberty haven't been able to do it. So, okay, so Standard Bank might be buying a dog here. So the shareholders are putting down more capital into something that Standard Bank has been trying to turn around for 10 years and not succeeded. So why should they succeed now? So I suppose having 100% control and it now directly reporting inside, you know, you're going to reshake things up. That's the operation. It's going to be a challenge, and so hence the good price.
Yeah, I mean, in essence, as you said, they'll now be reporting, I imagine, directly to Sim Shabalala, CEO there at Standard Bank. It's also, I mean, I was pondering around with the Old Mutual getting rid of the most of their last remaining Nedbank shares. The whole 20 years ago, and even in the late 90s, all the talk was around this bank assurance, the tie-ups between banks and insurers. And it my sense is it hasn't really worked as the banks had hoped it would. And this is kind of maybe in a sense also Standard Bank a lost roll of that dice. Can they be the local bank that really makes it work?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I well recall 80s, all the conferences we used to go to, and Fortis and ING, and everybody was claiming bank assurance as the new way to. But two things have happened. One is obviously capital levels and capital that you need to hold has increased a lot. So that has made, that broke up, you know, the ING model and the others. Mm. And also, more and more so, as to what do you do with your distribution channel? Do you go sort of offer your clients best of breed or multiple number of insurers, or do you just tie yourself to one insurer, which in the case of Liberty, if it didn't work, you still had to sell it because that was what you had. And now even more so. So it is interesting having a distribution channel and then having your own what they call product factory in as an insurer does bring along capital constraints. So it's a lower ROE business. And banks these days want to try and increase the ROE because of the pressure on net interest margins. So you know, this is one of those where I think they had to do it. They tried to most probably find a buyer and they couldn't. And they said, okay, we're going to make the best of it because it's not the ideal strategy doing bank assurance and tying down your distribution channel that you've built up, you know, your branches and everybody else. But look, the positives are they want to use it for the Pan-African strategy.
Yeah.
It's very important. Liberty haven't really succeeded or based on the profit contribution from Africa. So in that regard, it should help them. And you're going to mostly revitalize the brand and you get a wider client reach. So But it's going to be hard work. And in fact, Standard Bank on a presentation said it's going to cost him 650 million rand in the first 2 years to do this.
Oh, okay, that is big news. I remember that bank assurance, early 90s. I banked with Nedbank. Yep. Old Mutual sold me a retirement annuity. Mutual and Federal sold me my short-term insurance. And the idea was great, but I think customers have gotten smarter to that. Kuki Kuman, Denker Capital, appreciate your early morning this morning. Our poll, which we were asking on our Twitter and our LinkedIn profiles, as you say, Standard Bank made an offer to buy out those shares. The Liberty share price is where it was in 1994. That's after the jump of yesterday. Is this just Standard Bank delisting an underperforming business unit? I'm being polite to there. Cookie wasn't quite as polite. You can have your vote. You can have your say on our Twitter and our LinkedIn profiles. This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.
MoneyWeb now on the money.